God, she's beautiful.
Did you hear that?
So, we'll open it up to questions.
Johnny Idiot Face over there is never going to bring you a title.
This guy sucks.
Cliff Kingsbury gets me hot and bothered, and I love it. There, I said it. That was from a man.
I'm a 4-3 wide receiver. Why should I play at Michigan?
You are?
That was a clunk. There's not much I can do about that.
You can't be serious.
I've got an update for you, a follow-up on one of my favorite sports stories from the last few weeks. Do we remember the comments of Tommy Tuberville on Lubbock, Texas, on Alabama radio? Said, somebody asked me, what's Lubbock like? It looked like Iraq. Okay, so B.J. Simmons has fired back, former Texas Tech quarterback. He, in 2003, set the all-time NCAA record for passing yards in a season with over 5,800 while playing for Mike Leach. He has tweeted back. We have a clapback, as they would say, from B.J. Simmons to Tommy Tuberville. He says, hey, Tommy, if Lubbock was Iraq, then you were Saddam Hussein and one blankety-blank coach. So, he did not say blankety-blank, by the way. Pretty strong pointed words from B.J. Simmons back at Tommy Tuberville for trashing Lubbock. I kept waiting and waiting to see something on this because I had to figure Texas Tech had enough prominent alums from the Mike Leach era of football that someone high profile in the sports world would fire back. Now, B.J. Simmons probably does not qualify as high profile, I suppose, in the sports world. But at least there's something. So that's part one of it. Part two, I then hopped onto B.J. Simmons' Twitter page. I was like, oh, I remember B.J. Simmons. Pretty good quarterback. He was fun to watch at Texas Tech, one of those names that reminds me of the good old days of Big 12 football. And this is the problem with social media these days. I started looking down at his tweets, and I found a lot of stuff that made me very angry that I disagreed with very much. And now I don't like B.J. Simmons. So that's the glory of social media right there. Both of those things, I feel like, fall under the you can't be serious umbrella.
I'll be going to Lubbock for the first time in September with K-State soccer. I don't know. I've heard good things and bad things about Lubbock, so I guess
it's fine. Yeah, it's just fine. In the middle of nowhere.
I figured. All right. The biggest trade in Major League Baseball. You remember what that was all about?
Like this year?
No, ever.
The biggest trade ever in Major League Baseball? Wade Davis for Jorge Soler?
Close. It was when Babe Ruth was traded to the Yankees. Okay. Back in 1919 when he was traded from the Red Sox to the Yankees for $100,000. So the owner of the Red Sox could basically start up a play. He also got a loan for $350,000 as well. But that contract that was signed by both owners for the trade of Babe Ruth back in 1919, is hitting the auction block, is expected to make somebody over $1 million. Doesn't say when this thing is going to hit the market, but what I thought was so crazy about this was in 2005 was the last time it was for sale on auction, and it sold for $996,000. And back then, that was a lot of money, but today that's like $24. Okay, so you got to imagine that is going to be selling for buku bucks. It reminds me when the rules of basketball, there was a 30 for 30 about this, was sold, and it was bought by some rich dude, and it's now at KU, and it sold for, what, $2 million? I would think this thing could go 2+.
See, that was my thought. I know you're mentioning $1 million, $900,000, whatever. I would think that's going to go for way, way more. I was expecting you to say they expect this thing to be sold for $10, $15 million, something like that. There's got to be a loaded Yankees fan somewhere that would pay double-digit million dollars for that thing. I mean, that's one of the – you're right. It's one of the coolest pieces, really, of baseball history, I think, that you could have. It would certainly sell more for any kind of paper indicating that the Royals traded Wade Davis for Jorge Soler, I'll tell you that much. For Mitch Fortner, I'm John Kurtz. Speaking of the Royals, here they come.